President Trump will deliver his first State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress tonight. In the little more than a year he's been in office, the Trump administration has had a significant impact in a lot of areas that impact Arizona. And the show's Mark Brody is here with more on this. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Steve. Yeah, so the Arizona Republic has taken a look at a number of ways the administration and its policies have affected the state. And to get a sense of some of them, I spoke with Michael Squires, the paper's government and politics editor. And we started with arguably the biggest issue at the moment, immigration. I asked him how that issue has played out in the time President Trump's been in office.
Well, I think we definitely have seen him step up enforcement, or at least that's the impression people get. I don't think we'll know for probably another year even what that has done to, say, deportations or people being detained. But we did see, like, that initial response at the border. Fewer people were crossing. There was more anxiety over what posture the administration was going to take. And then we saw some high-profile deportations. And so I think that kind of got the activists' attention, and that was sort of what they'd expected. Since then, I think we've seen things sort of get back to sort of where they were in actual numbers, but probably a year from now we'll be able to see.
And we should talk about the DACA program as well, and the recipients, several thousand of them are in Arizona. That is an issue that is still kind of in limbo and seems like is also having a pretty major impact here.
Yeah, no doubt. So we have, what, about 26,000 DACA recipients in the state, and he's phasing that out, and here in about a month it'll be over. And they would be unprotected. Therefore, ICE could deport these young undocumented immigrants who came and who were brought into the country by their parents. That, like you say, is in limbo. Senator Jeff Flake has been in the middle of trying to negotiate some kind of, some kind of agreement with the administration and Democrats on something to either give them a pathway to legal status or just extend DACA. But yeah, that's definitely a big impact from the Trump administration.
Speaking of negotiations, something that is being discussed in negotiations between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada is the future of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. President Trump during the campaign said that he just wanted to get the U.S. out of that deal. Do we have a sense of where those negotiations are at this moment? It seems like there have been a lot of rounds of talks, but we don't seem to know a ton about what is being discussed or what changes might be forthcoming.
Yeah, I'm not sure that we know exactly what are some of the sticking points or what is posturing or sincere proposals from the Trump administration. Of course, Trump, he styles himself as a deal maker. And so if he's saying we're going to pull out, it's hard to know if that's just posturing or for the negotiations or if he's sincerely doing that. I mean, that certainly would hurt a lot of U.S. manufacturers. Agriculture would be really hurt by that. And in Arizona, that's our biggest trading partner is Mexico. So one of the interesting things you've seen here is amid all that uncertainty about what's actually happening is the state leaders are trying to, in a way, reassure their Mexico partners. You've seen Governor Ducey go down to Mexico numerous times, his guest was the governor of Sonora at the opening of the legislature. And that's, not by chance. That's to ensure both sides that whatever happens, they're going to want to continue to do business.
And you talked about some of the business groups. The Chamber of Commerce in Arizona has been very out front saying, hey, these relationships are important. This is a big trading partner, as you referenced. This is a big part of the state's economy. Is there a sense that those efforts are translating to some of the talks going on between the three countries?
It's hard to know what said here gets to actually the negotiating table, but I know definitely the delegation from Arizona has gotten in the ear of the Trump administration to emphasize how important this trade is. Governor Ducey, of course, is pretty close friends with Vice President Pence, and I'm sure that's something he's brought up with him.
I think it would be impossible to talk about President Trump's first year in office without talking about how he has affected politics in Arizona. Arizona's two U.S. senators you referenced, Jeff Flake earlier, both of them have at times been fairly critical of President Trump, Senator Flake deciding he's not going to run for reelection. Is it possible, do you think, to overstate the impact that President Trump has had on Arizona politics since he's been in office?
Certainly not on the Republican side. Senator Flake would probably still be running for reelection, would probably be seen as the favorite in that race if President Trump hadn't won. Him winning really changed the calculus because people saw, well, this is the direction the Republican Party's headed. Jeff Flake certainly wasn't on board with that. And so there was a parting of the ways. The base was going with President Trump, and that left Senator Flake isolated. You're going to see that, okay, is he going to endorse in that Senate race? We have a special election for the 8th District, which was vacated by Trent Franks. Certainly there's a question if whether he's going to endorse there. That's a safe Republican seat. But is he going to reach into that and choose, you know, who's the more Trump-aligned candidate, which would likely shift the race in the direction of that person?
How much has that question, which is the most Trump-aligned candidate, affected some of the primary races, especially on the Republican side that we've seen here? Is this a dramatic shift, do you think, from where the state Republican Party was headed before President Trump took office?
I do think it's a degree in that direction. Certainly the Tea Party kind of presaged this. The party has been trending more conservative. But I think Trump's tone has certainly left an imprint on the party.
All right. Michael Squires is government and politics editor for the Arizona Republic. Michael, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.